Why do we always do that? I hate that, and I do it all the time.
I don't know.
White man lip thing.
Yeah, you really do look funny. Hopefully that's one of the screenshots moving forward.
Let's hope not.
Anytime
there's, you know, we do the full screenshots with both of us, and you always have this wonderful, charming smile. And I always
look like
I ate a small elephant or something.
Not always. No, not always. Yes, I go back and forth. Sometimes I've got that serious. And then you've got the laugh.
Can you imagine? Yeah, but the laugh doesn't come out in the thumbnail.
Well, so here's the thing. You want to know why I always choose me smiling over you smiling? Sometimes I do with you smiling.
Yes.
It's because every time you smile, your face is down and your hat's covering everything but the smile.
I like that.
And then every time you're having a really serious, like a scornful or even like you're taking a large dump look, your hat's up. So maybe that's it. Maybe we just need to work on where your placement is in the camera.
I kind of like the low hat thing.
I'm not saying you got to get low hat, but laugh. Laugh like that.
And that's exactly why we don't use that as a thumbnail, because your uproarious laugh like that where you almost pull off the chair, that's not pretty.
It's beautiful. It's the best look ever.
Well,
see, never underestimate a cubic. Never underestimate
it. I can't really see the underestimate, but okay. I thought it said never underwear a cubic.
Never pants a cubic. Never give a cubic a wedgie.
Pants a cubic. Did that? Okay. All right. Come clean. Ever been longhorned? The longhorn, the undies.
No.
Never?
Never.
Oh, wait. Only child. Well, of course not.
Only child. I did have a cousin once that probably did when I was really little, but I don't remember it.
My brother.
He was mean to me.
My brother certainly did me, and I know at least once ripped my undies.
Oh, really?
My gosh.
Your tidy whities?
Yeah, for sure. But I was a kid, you know, but you get the undies, and he, if he could have, would have done the atomic where it goes over your head and you choke. So that was good. But it takes a bigger brother in order for that to happen.
Mm, yeah.
I doubt he would try it today.
you doubt, but you're not certain.
I'm certain. Well, Dave, what's the last thing you remember? Well, I tried to give John a wedgie.
Is that what he's saying at the pearly gates?
I would say no. I wouldn't kill him. I would just let him know what he shouldn't do.
Oh, you do it to him instead?
Now that's a possibility. When he woke up, he would have a wedgie. No, I love my brother. It is funny. You remember that stuff so Michael, my son, is a only child too. Mm-hmm. And you having been that, it's, you just kind of wonder, okay, so is he really fortunate or did he miss a lot by not having, you know, 'cause I had three brothers, two younger.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting dynamic because I finally got to use some of the crap my older brother did to me on them. And they were twins. So, you know, they kind of looked out for each other. And then an older sister. So that dynamic is my sister, and she probably still could kick my ass. But back then, when I was a kid, that was always a concern. That was, you had to watch out for her, just not as much as Dave, but certainly she was. Jan was tough because she had four brothers.
There you go. So
I'm wondering if there's something you miss. Do you ever feel like you miss something by not having?
I don't
having
know.
Older. I don't or younger.
You don't experience, so you don't know if you're missing it. So you know, I say that, and it's interesting because we're having a similar, not quite anywhere near what we're talking about, but a similar conversation in the house right now because I think we've discussed this before, but Peyton has been homeschooled for the last 2 years.
Yep.
And we have decided to send her back to regular school. Uh-huh. Not just regular school, we're actually going public, which for me has been a sticky point here in Tennessee. But also, I do think our schools, because of the influx of people and the influx of money, I do think our schools are getting a little bit better. And we are getting a new high school in our part of the city that should be opening when she actually goes into high school. So, cool. or at least a year, maybe even a year before. They're building it right now. Anyway,
before you go on, what is her, what's her take on all of that? Is she excited?
We let her decide. We let her make the decision.
Okay.
We said, here are the pros, here are the cons. I even, as much as I didn't want to, I even gave her the option to go back to her old school. And she said she wanted to do, we live in the part of Nashville called Bellevue. So she wanted to go to Bellevue Middle. Or that's our third choice, third choice quotes. Because we're looking at magnet schools. So the first magnet school will be a STEM school, actually. And then the next one is an arts school. So she would go in for visual and vocal. But those are the, so those are the two that she's considering. I just finished the application yesterday because we had to go through a bunch of hoops for it. But if she didn't get into those, which is probably likely, she won't get into those because we did it, the application late and stuff like that. But she will go to Bellevue Middle, most likely. So she's excited about it. She's nervous. But going back to the part of the conversation where what brought that up is part of the reason that we were kind of pushing for that is because she is an only child and she doesn't get the socialization that kids with siblings have, which I think a lot of the homeschoolers that we've dealt with all have that. So that's the one thing that she was missing, which I think would have made homeschool a lot easier for her. But we don't have that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there are two schools of thought, especially these days, is the socialization the kind that you want?
Right.
Is it, you know, especially with the bullying and stuff that seems to be going on now. And there was a little bit of that when we were kids, I guess, in hindsight, but you just avoided those kids as much as you could.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a small school, so it was a little tougher when,
I was always bigger than everyone else. So I never had a problem. I never noticed.
Well, bullying. You were held back 6 years. That's probably why.
I mean, that could be part of it. but no, you no, were, I really
24 when you graduated from high school. Yeah,
exactly. I went to two different schools, and the first school I was in was small enough where we had the middle school and high school was all in one building. So you commingled with all of them. And I never had a problem in that school. And I thrived in the school that I went, that I did high school in, and never had a problem with anything like that. And I know it existed because I know other people that probably did get bullied. But I never, and maybe I was a bully. I don't think I was, but you never know.
Well, it's funny you say that because you know, as bigger and I think about it, when you were a freshman, when we were, and again, this is just a small school in Wisconsin. We had, I think 144 students. When I was a freshman.
Yeah.
And the freshman class, and nobody was tall. I was 6'2" probably. And I was, you know, among the tallest guys in the class. And so, but we were, you know, athletic and all of that. But what would happen sometimes when you were freshman is the seniors would do some sort of initiation to, so
sure.
It was not uncommon to do what they would call a joyride. And they would take a freshman and take him in a car at lunchtime, a mile away or 2 miles away, and dump him off and make him walk back to the school. See if you can make it before class.
Yeah.
Well, there was one, Brian Dawson had a really cool old Ford, two-door, and he, decided to do a joyride with four of the freshmen. And he got us out about a mile and a half away into the country. And he said, okay, fellas, get out. And we said, no, you get out. And we were in so much trouble with the rest of the seniors. But there are four of us. We're all pretty big guys.
Yeah.
And we made him get out. We drove his car back to the school.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure there, I don't remember, but I know there was hell to pay at some point. We all got in trouble with the other, because the other seniors were bigger.
Yeah. That's incredible. No, that's a good story. I really like that.
Yeah, but it's one of those, you know, bullying. And but there were guys you were scared of that were, I mean, big farm boys. And,
so
you just avoid them and they were fine. It was not a, you know, just don't piss them off.
I was off in my own world. I call it, looking back, ADHD world. You know, I didn't care. I didn't look. But again, no one picked on me because I was bigger than they were. I think there were maybe three of us that were all about the same size, and at least one of them was my friend. So the other one, I don't know.
group together. That's perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, and you think about that, that, you know, how things change and are different today. And I think social media has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
100%. Probably. Yeah. Sadly. Yep.
And it's just such a weird, I got to tell you this, I'm not going to be anti-social media. I think you and I have made it clear over time, at least privately, that I'm not a big fan of social media companies being allowed to define what is truth and what isn't truth.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's their platform, so there's an argument to be made for that.
Sure.
Or at least a conversation to have about it. And I'm not mad about it. If you don't like it, get the hell off the platform, which is what I do.
But that's with everything.
It kind of is. And I mean, but it's, there are some people who have a different mindset. For example, some folks will say that, I want to pick a good example, but I'm going to use the gun one. And that is where some people say, you know what? I don't like guns. I don't think guns should be around. I don't want them around my kids. Then good. Don't get a gun. But what's different about some folks is they say, I don't like guns. I don't want them around. Nobody can have a gun. And that's where I have a problem.
Right.
And it's not just guns. That's just one example. I'm picking up. Somebody doesn't like something on a TV show. I don't like their opinion, or I don't like their, so that needs to get off the air. No, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are shows I don't like, so I don't watch it anyway. But to the social media point, I got off Facebook for the second time. It's been 4 or 5 years ago, I think I dumped off, and I haven't been on since. Yeah. I am on Instagram, which I never post. You know, we're you know, friends on Instagram. So that's fine. I just like to catch up with some of the stuff, but it's mostly just, it's brainless time for me. But but social media is that thing that you gotta be ready to pull back from it. But so many businesses now are diving in. Twitter is a dumpster fire, if you ask me. But
agreed.
I mean, it kind of is. And there are some maybe that are better. I love YouTube.
I love YouTube.
I don't look at that as a, you know, I'm posting
a social platform,
so much, and it's as social as some of the other ones.
Right.
But I do love it, I think, because there's some value to it, instructional and entertainment as well on YouTube, more than so many of the others. So anyway, but that to me, is that, I mean, are you on all of the media?
I am on all of them. No, I am on all of them. Or at least I have an account for all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't use Facebook very much. The only reason I have it is anytime I put something on Instagram, it automatically goes to my Facebook. And that's simply because I have family members all over the world that are only on Facebook.
Yep.
So it just makes it easier, and they want to keep up with my life. They do it through Facebook.
And I miss that part. I mean, that's really the only part I miss, I think, is just the connecting with family. I mean, I can email them for the most part, but family and friends and extended family. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's
it's mostly the extended family. There are people that are family members that I've never met in person, that we've we knew through maybe, in some of these cases, I met through ancestry.com. And you were connected by the blood test.
Cool.
And we find out there were cousins or. So, you know, those we're connected on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Not again, we don't talk, we don't do anything, but, you know, I see pictures from them and they see pictures from my family and, you know, we get little comments and stuff like that. And that's fun. I enjoy that.
Yep.
That's all I use Facebook for.
Yeah.
Obviously Messenger because it's connected to Facebook, but I do most of that through Instagram because it's connected to the same thing. Mm-hmm. I do have TikTok, but I've only ever posted one video, and that's because Peyton asked me to. And that was that summertime video that I also posted on Instagram.
Yep.
Otherwise that's just really, motivational and learning. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I do. And entertainment. That's what I watch TikTok for. I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. Don't take it seriously. And that's the thing there. I don't take any of it seriously.
I totally agree. Especially with that, especially TikTok, you know, it's just kind of, if you view it that way, you're not going to take it too seriously.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately, some people do. And, you know, in the marketing world that any sort of exposure opportunities, people are going to say, this is how you need to work it. And this is, but do I take it that seriously? I don't know. I guess you got to be where people look, but
yep.
They look in multiple places. Usually exactly. They're going to be out there.
And Twitter for me is just it's a news alert system. I'm tied to, you know, I've got alerts turned on for Metro Nashville Police Department, Fire Department, Airport, snow removal, weather, you know, and I get notifications on my phone. Granted, they're from Twitter, but mm-hmm. it seems to be the most up to date. And even mm-hmm. before some of my weather apps shoot me an update on weather, mm-hmm. I get it from Twitter.
Cool.
Road closures is a big one. Twitter pops out from the city.
The one that I found that was of little value to me was the snow removal in Florida that we just did not.
Yeah, that you haven't heard from them very often?
I never get any tweets at all from them.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean,
no, they're just kind of rude. I think they're leaving me out.
Maybe they saw. Oh,
geez, how could they go a whole
John
season?
John Quaddy.
he spells
his first name wrong. Golly.
No, he spells it phonetically.
Oh,
that's a difference.
Well, it's Florida. Yeah. They can't speak correctly.
Yes, exactly. He's a Florida man.
Yeah.
Maybe I knew about it before, but speaking of the Florida man thing.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that.
No.
Distinction. Well, it every headline where there is something, I shouldn't say every, there are a whole bunch of headlines that start with Florida man.
Oh, I see.
If you do a search, Florida man cuts off his nipple in an effort to create a new diamond ring setting. I don't know where that came from.
That was interesting. That's the next headline.
It may be, and I just as long as I'm not the Florida man. But that's what they talk about. It's, you know, yeah. Florida man shoots 50 chipmunks to go for the.
So it's not just Florida; it's pretty much any state. You know, like
it is
Tennessee woman.
Lead off with Florida man. They don't very often. They'll do that with Tennessee man who does I don't see a lot of that. It's most. And maybe
I
just
see,
Florida
I do.
Men do the weird thing.
Well, maybe, but I do see that a lot. You know, the Tennessee woman dies in flaming alligator crash in Florida. Tennessee man. Well, see,
Florida, that's it.
Yeah. Minnesota man charged with X, Y, and Z. I've seen them all. Well, I don't see Utah man very often. I think it's got to roll off your tongue. Utah man doesn't flow quite as well as Florida man.
Yeah, I suppose.
Arizona man. No, see, doesn't roll.
Arizona
New man. Mexico man. See, that one's bad. New Mexican man.
If you say Arizona man, then it's a lot.
That's better, yeah.
Yeah.
A Montana man.
Montana man.
Idaho man. Oh, Idaho woman.
Wow. Are you? Yeah. No, I'm not going to go there. But it's redundant in some cases.
Yeah, yeah.
That was okay. I'm sure I'll get in trouble for that.
Well, I'm sure. Let's talk about Bigfoot. Speaking of Idaho.
Well, I was going to say that was the next thing on my list of things to talk about.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually, the reason I bring that up is I got rabbit hole. I'm actually going to send you a picture right now. So I think I've shared with you, that our bonus room is so super hot that we
how
can't
hot
really sit
is
up
it?
There. It's so super hot. I'm sending you. You should have it now.
Are you putting it in chat or in my email?
I put it in your. I texted it to you. So it's a picture of Jack Osborne, actually.
I know.
Ozzy Osborne's son. Right. Yeah, our listeners might not, John. He has
I'm glad you're saying it. I was just saying. I know who he is, and I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, he has a show. He has several shows that show up on. I don't know if this one was Discovery or if it was one of those other channels, but I got sucked in, and it was a. It was an hour and a half long show where he and Jason Mewes, of Jay and Silent Bob fame. He's Jay in that there.
You have a projector? Projection
I
TV.
Have a projector. No, okay. It's a projector. It's a tiny projector. And okay. I blew it up and put it on a white sheet in
you
our
sure did.
Formal living room. So that's where we've been watching TV, but it's like a 100-inch television now. It's massive.
Can I show
and it?
Can I show it?
As long as people don't get mad that it's Jack Osborne. So well, it's really, really would. Big. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can see where you have the clips up on top.
Yep, yep. So it's massive. So that's where we've been watching TV.
Funny.
For the last, yeah. But anyway, I started watching that show. And then the very next thing, because I didn't hit stop because I'm running it through the Google Chrome device.
Yeah.
So I didn't hit stop. I just let it switch to the next program. And the next program was Murderous Bigfoot in Alaska, or Murderer Bigfoot in Alaska. And I'm like, okay, this has got to be a joke of some sort. And, but what it is, it's interesting. It is the traditional Bigfoot, you know, they're not really finding anything type of just kind of trash television. I call it trash television, okay. But it's something you can just watch and just zone out and just, you know, chill and not use your brain and just kind of, but it was interesting because this one, they actually are talking about a native, I guess it's a Native American village. But they're more like, I don't know exactly what nationality they are, but they might be Inuit, you know, so up in Alaska. Anyway, they live in a community. They used to have this other community they lived in that a lot of very strange things happened. A lot of people died. They had 14 hunters go at separate times into the woods and just disappeared. And then they were found dead with weird reasons, right?
It's the Bermuda Triangle of the
kind of in a sense, but they have, and I don't remember the name they have for Bigfoot, but they've always blamed it on this creature because the people that did survive who ended up dying from their injuries always said that there was a creature that came after them. They didn't say bear. They didn't say anything like that.
Wow.
They just said it was a creature. So that there's this lore behind Bigfoot. So they all moved away and this was a bustling community and a cannery. It started as a cannery. It's on the water. So they all moved away.
Do they call it like Sasquatch or is it something else?
No, it's something else.
Hold on. I think I found it. I think it is a Kashtukas.
Close. It doesn't sound right.
Close.
It's close.
K-U-S-H-T-U-K-U-S. Kashtukas?
No, that doesn't sound right. I'll get it when I'm done. But anyway, so all these people moved away and they started another community somewhere else, but in a smaller piece of land.
Yeah, it's Kashtukas. I'm sorry to be correct, but I'm correct. Kashtukas is like a Bigfoot. It is very large, taller than a man, and hairy all over. It is different from a Bigfoot in that it can change its looks. So it looks like any person it sees. What the hell, Nick?
They didn't mention that part. Anyway, so this community moves the entire community somewhere else. Okay. And now they still own the land, but it was like 50 years ago or something like that, 70 years ago, that they've all moved away. But now where they live is too small because their community's grown so much that they want to re-inhabit this old land. So they've sent a team there to investigate to see if there is actually some truth to what's happening. And that's what the whole premise of the show is about, is them investigating this Bigfoot creature.
You know who they should send there? Bob Vila.
Bob Vila.
Because his show could be This Old Land.
This old- I like that. I like that a lot.
I'm Bob Vila. He always said it like that. So is there a reason can we not say the word Eskimo anymore?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think that might have been a made up name that we pushed upon them. I don't know.
I don't know that.
Did you look it up?
Well, they have some Inupiat, which is like an Inuit, you were saying, some Inupiat Eskimo folklore.
So here's what it is.
From years ago.
Eskimo is an axiom used to refer to two closely related indigenous peoples, the Inuit and the Yupik. Greenlandic and the Canadian Inuit. And the Yupik, which is Eastern Siberia and Alaska. Oh, it's the
Canadian. Okay.
Canadian version. Eskimo is for both, but if you're actually talking about the indigenous people, you have to be specific whether you're talking Inuit or Yupik.
Well, and this one says Inupiat, Inupiat, Eskimo. And this is from many years ago.
Yeah, the Greenlandic Inuit is Inupiat. Inupiat. I think that's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
This is above the Arctic Circle. So how much of Greenland is above the Arctic Circle?
All of it, isn't it?
All of Greenland?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out.
Well, it'll be interesting because, and I know people love them. We just do nothing but read as, let's read and learn during the podcast.
Hey, read and learn, baby.
That's it. It's a learning podcast. It's often useless information.
Well, you know, see, that's the nice thing about Google, though. So is Greenland in the Arctic Circle? The Arctic Circle crosses through Greenland. So the southern part of Greenland is in the south, is south of the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
So but I didn't know how much. So that's always a, and I, you know, we were talking about this the other day. I remember before Google Maps.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Life was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Killer Bigfoot, Alaska. Okay. That's the name of the show. Alaskan Killer Bigfoot.
All right.
Yep.
Alaskan
Killer Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to mark that down. Okay. It's very cool. I just remember when we used to travel for business, and I don't know if you were traveling back then, but we'd have to print out MapQuest sheets and turn right at, you know, and you'd have to look at them while you're driving. And that was terrible. And it's what a difference. And you can just pull this up and Google Earth.
Oh, I know.
My buddy Matt is just a Google Earth nut and a genius nut is what I am trying to say, because that's what he uses it for everything. I mean, he'll look at stuff. He has to do some work stuff and he will zoom in and get a shot of this place, surrounding areas. It will help him when he's constructing bids for, I may be making that up, but I think that's what he does.
Yeah.
Cause he is, he's a nut rod when it comes to,
so
when it comes to Google Maps.
Well, we know he's a nut rod anyways, right?
Well, in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. So Nantinook, Nantinaq. That's what they call it.
Okay.
Nantinaq.
Okay, interesting. It's, and you know, different. I guess different things call it, or different writings would talk about it differently. But you know, so you, how much of it did you watch, and is it something you will watch more of?
Yeah, I'm going to watch more of, because it, I mean, it is still, it's still very mindless, and I like that. And it's interesting because, you know, they bring on natives and and people of this community, and they use old footage from news stories from way back in the 70s and 80s, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's older, some of it. Maybe some of it's just recreated, but it's interesting.
Let's say you're going to, there's a reason I'm going down this road. Let's say you're looking to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon, like you do, you know, during work days.
Oh yeah. So much, so often.
Just kidding. Just kidding. If anyone's listening, to
I rarely ever take naps.
I know, but let's say you do. And let's say it's a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and you're kind of going, man, I could stand to doze a little bit.
Yeah.
Lisa used to watch bowling. To get in the napping mood.
You talk about that.
Mindless stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and it's kind of cool the way it used to be, because bowling was boom, you know, it hits the wood and it knocks the pins over. And as long as you don't have it too loud, it's, you know, maybe like a thunderstorm or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if you watched any bowling recently, there are not many shows on, but sometimes they have the term. It's like, it's like all-star wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are doing all sorts of, and they've got woo, big, you know, signs, and I'm sure they're flashing chests and things like that.
All the time, flashing
chests. That's bowling these days. I'll do golf if I, and sometimes I'm interested in the golf part of it, but I will watch golf on TV if I want to doze, or some of these, like House Hunter shows.
Yes.
Because I don't care about the outcome.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, and I don't think I've made it.
You can always go back and rewatch it. You know?
Yeah, anything on HGTV or the DIY Network.
Discovery Plus is what we usually watch.
Yep. Anything on, well, not anything on Discovery Plus, because I don't fall asleep during Magnolia shows.
Well,
anything on the Magnolia.
Now, let's talk Magnolia, because that's good. And Lisa will love this part, because she has noted that a lot of the Magnolia shows are very calming.
Yes.
So if you watch the Clint, what's Clint's last name?
I don't remember Clint's last name, but I know it
starts with an H. I think Clint something, but he's a great guy. He was on, you know, with
he's
with
got Joe a very Chip. Very calming, very
yes, he does he
monotone calming, type.
But of, they do think yes, a little monotone. They do things with these old barns,
yeah,
and they reconstruct them, and it's pretty cool if you're into that a little bit. But it's just. It's just kind of calming. Lost Kitchen is another one. I think
that's Magnolia. Love the Lost Kitchen.
So yes, does Lisa. And yep. I like it.
We should try to see if we can get reservations.
You don't get reservations. You have to send a postcard.
Exactly. So the people that have not seen that program,
yes.
The Lost Kitchen is a restaurant in Maine, and it's in an old mill, I believe, right on a river. And they're only open during the summer season. And you actually have to send a postcard, and they select for every weekend that they're open. They're only open on the weekends.
Yep.
So for every weekend that they're open, they select a certain number of postcards, and then they'll call you and say, you have a reservation at this time on this day.
Yes.
And so you have to go if you get select, or you say you can't make it, but obviously you're not drawn to it. But yeah, so that's how they do their whole business. That's how they do their whole reservation system. And it's really cool. I mean, there have been people that have been trying for years, like 3 years, 4 years in a row, sending a postcard every year before they get selected.
And
they get thousands.
They do. They have like this box that they show of all of these, and they just kind of go in and select them like a raffle of some sort. Erin French is her name. She is from that area, originally left, went to the big city and came back, bought this mill, and it's with the normal ups and downs that make the story interesting.
Yep.
Just as an aside, Lisa had a dream the other night that she was on Lost Kitchen. And she was it gets better. And she was making something, and it sucked, and Aaron fired her.
Nice.
Going, honey, you gotta stop.
I don't think Aaron, and maybe that's something she's hidden in the show, but it seems like everyone that's there has been there for a long time. Oh, and it's all female run, too.
It is all female run, and her husband helps, too, with a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
But it's also local stuff
locally
it's
grown
all local ingredients it's all always local meat I mean always
and seasonal
all the time they show it's seasonal but it's local stuff that whether it's meat or whatever they're using for a protein but often and because it's open seasonally it's not open in the winter damn it's Maine a lot of the plants and things like that, and they do some of the most unusual stuff. She's really very creative, and she is
right. Not a trained chef either.
No, she's not, but she's and I find that interesting. Anytime we watch Chopped or one of the other TV shows that focus on cooking, you always have people, chefs, who say, "Well, I'm not trained," and it's like. There's this stigma that goes along with that they're not as good. That's BS.
It really is. Well, it's kind of, it's funny that I've had this conversation with our good buddy, Matt Smolik.
Yeah.
And Matt and I do the same job. And I would say he's probably better at the job than I am in many regards. And we compare each other. We've had this conversation. So I hopefully am not talking out of turn. He'll tell me if I am after the podcast is already live.
It's over. Yes.
Matt doesn't have a degree and I have 2 degrees. So obviously we do the same job and he is more than qualified, more than, probably better at it than I am.
Well,
without a degree versus my 2 degrees that are in the subject that I am employed to do.
Well, yes. Although
we have our own strengths and we have our own.
No. And it's not that obviously, but everybody does. And I'm not sure that's not individualistic, whether, you both have the same degree or whatever, but one of yours is an MBA, right?
And it's MCM, but yeah, it's
MCM, close enough. which is 1900, actually, if you do use Roman numerals.
what degree? So you're saying it's outdated.
1900.
Yeah.
And that's great, but there's a reason you did that because you felt. Correct me if I'm wrong. In my estimate, you probably thought that made you more valuable
as
to a future employer.
Yes.
And so that's smart. That it doesn't, but it doesn't mean that you know, someone who learned, hey, look, the School of Hard Knocks is a good school. It's just tuition is really high.
So probably lower than mine, but sense.
Well, yeah, yours. Well, of course, Biden paid yours off, so that's fine.
No, he didn't.
I'm just kidding. That was pretty.
Not yet, anyway. It was pretty funny.
Not yet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I want to talk about that when you're done.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Yeah. Lord knows if I'll ever be done. It's a weird thing these days that you get folks, and look, this is a can of worms conversation.
Oh yeah. Anything we talk about usually is, well, we just skirt
that's true.
Very well.
That's true. But you think about it that, would you rather getting out of high school? And if I had to do it all over again, it's getting out of high school and rather than going to college, maybe learn to be an apprentice. Well, today I would say learn to be an apprentice auto technician.
Yeah.
And you can write your own ticket if you're good once you get certification levels and so on. And, you know, people will say, oh, really? You know, what's an auto mechanic going to do? Master technicians can earn $150, $200, depending upon where they are and up if they're well trained and strong techs.
Yeah.
And the flip side of that is, so 4 years in, you're in a gig working, 40 hours a week and making, pick a number, 50 to 75 grand maybe. And instead, 4 years in, you're $140,000 in debt at least for some big universities. Which is better? You know, is that one person that much more valuable because they had somebody who taught them versus real life operations?
Yeah, that's the conversation. That's part of the conversation Matt and I have often had about this exact same subject too, is, you know, why did I choose? Here's how I look at degrees. I don't look at it as I needed a degree to do this job. No, I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it because there was something I was interested in and interested in doing, and I didn't know how to get there. And I didn't know, to your point about YouTube, you know, if I looked at my first house, I know this is way off. You're not going to learn how to do our job watching YouTube. Well, you might. if I would have had YouTube available to me when I owned my first house, I probably still own that house.
That's a great point.
Because there's a lot that I've learned to do while using YouTube. I didn't know naturally. No one taught it to me. Whereas I didn't know where I wanted to go. I just kind of knew what path or what subject, let's call it a subject, even though that's not even the correct term. Yep. I knew what subject I wanted to work in. I just didn't know what to do. So I utilized school. I utilized the degree to teach me how to do it. Whereas some people it's innate. It's, you know, you look at some of the richest people in the world who didn't finish school.
Right. Right.
Hell, let's use Zuckerberg. I know he's in the news. I know he's in the news for not good reasons, but he never finished school. Yeah. He went to Harvard, but he didn't finish.
Right.
And he's a billionaire, you know,
And you can, you know, so, but he's also one in a billion. It's not like he's, you know, you can say, well, that's what I want to be. So I'm not going to school. And
there are a lot of talented people that didn't need to go to school to get high in life. You know, but some of us, there are people, I am one of them. I needed school. I needed to learn how to do it.
You know what? And I get that. I didn't. And it wasn't, and there are a couple of reasons. Number one, I probably wasn't mature enough to go then, but I also didn't have really good direction in this little dinky school. We did not have a lot of guidance.
Right.
And not on my parents. It's guidance counselors and people helping you to the next level. There was nothing other than, okay, so this is what we do. Everybody does this and you just assume it. And not so much in my family, but in most these days, it seems like, and let's just say in the last 20 years, it's just, well, where's Bob going to school? Because that's the automatic assumption of anybody who is, you know, going to go. And honestly, Bob might have been really good at wallpapering.
Right.
Or designing. And maybe it's a 2-year thing rather than a 4-year. And maybe, you know, I don't know. You can't judge people by any of that because it's kind of laid out expectations. As you and I talked before, if I knew, and again, if I had known this, I would have jumped at it even back then. I could have become a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I would have gone to college for that and probably a 2-year degree.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even military.
There are a lot of things.
To learn to fly a plane.
Yep. A lot of things I would have done differently. Little things like, so I did want to become a pilot. Yeah. And I did want to go into the military and become a pilot in the military. Yep. That's all I wanted to do with the military. I didn't want anything else to do with it except to become a pilot. And then I got glasses.
Oh,
and people said, well, now you can't fly. No one said, now you can't fly fighter jets.
Right.
You can fly everything else, mm-hmm. but you just can't fly fighters. If someone would have told me that, or if I would have known that, it would have been a different story.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's again, hindsight's 2020, but looking back at it, I would have done certain things differently. I probably still would have gone to school because again, knowing the direction I wanted to go in, I knew what I needed to do to get there for me.
Yep.
But I would have taken a different path to get there.
Yeah. And it's not bad or good. I mean, I'm not one. I don't think it's good for us to look back and say, if only that would have happened, then I could have been successful or happy or wealthy or, you know, whatever.
That's, yeah, I don't.
And I know you're not.
Right.
But some people do. And I really believe that stuff happens for a reason and without getting 100%. Into the whole, a religious element right. of that. But I think that's part of it. You know, you got to believe that where you are today is not a bad thing.
No, I don't at all.
Even if it's not where you'd love to be. Everybody has goals that they...
Sure.
You know, I'd rather have Mark Zuckerberg's money, but I sure wouldn't want to have his trouble.
Well, this is...
I'm not sure I'd want his money, actually, when given
right.
the crap that goes along with
it. Oh, I know. I think in a different... If you take a different look at it, a different tact on it...
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's... So I had the same thing. I was expected to go to college.
Yeah.
And kind of trying to pick what I wanted to do. When I was going to college, when I was first going to college, I decided to go get a communications degree. Now, specifically film at that time, and it changed to public relations and stuff like that. But communication, there are certain degrees that were back then and still are, just at a different degree, are considered junk degrees. You know, the underwater basket weaving, if you will. There is no real degree. I guess maybe there is now, but there was no true degree underwater basket weaving. But those would be, you didn't know what you wanted to do. You go into communication, you go into English, or you go into psychology. Those were the three back when I started school that were the junk degrees. Let's call them that. Mm-hmm. Not that they didn't hold water, not that you didn't learn anything, but they were the where people went when they didn't know what else to do.
Yes.
So I was told that by family members who said, well, you're just, you know, getting a degree to get a degree, you're going into communications. If I would have known then what I know now about marketing and where this role, this digital marketing that now I am a professional in, that I probably make more. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not a good comparison, but I probably make more than some of my family members at that age doing other things, at my age doing other things.
Sure.
Because of what I do, you know, mm-hmm. and digital marketing was not a known thing back then.
Thing at all back then.
Right. But now we've got people that are going into communications specifically to go into the field that I am in studying. And that is that's a big deal. It's not the, you know, the junk degree it used to be. Mm. So I think we didn't know that going into it and we didn't expect that. And I guess I'm trying to make your point. Yes, I think everything happens for a reason. And that's probably why I didn't see it, but I went down this path that I was interested in because I felt that it could be something someday.
And that's brilliant because you had the foresight to see that. I think that what's interesting about any technology degree today is that it's not even about the degree. It's not about the accomplishment. It's about, does it position you to continue to learn and grow?
Yes.
Because it's such a fluid environment.
Yes.
That as soon as you say, I know it all, you don't know dick. It's like getting to be it's like being a black belt in karate. Outsiders looking in, they say, what, a black belt? Yes, you made it. In reality, when you receive a black belt, you're a low level student and you're learning at an ongoing level. That's really what a black belt is. It's not it's the journey. It's not the destination.
No. And you make a good point. So two points I want to make to that. One, when I taught, at a trade school, mm-hmm. when I taught and I would do intro classes, the first thing I would say during my introduction to the class is, listen, my job is not to teach you how to do something. Mm-hmm. My job is to teach you how to learn how to do this job, because what I teach you now is going to change in 6 months. By the time you graduate in 2 years or 4 years, depending on which degree you're doing, by the time you graduate, everything's going to be different because it was a technological degree, right?
Well said.
And so that was that. And then two, you know, along those lines as well, is one thing I always got frustrated with was I don't like being called an expert. And I don't get called an expert very often. So there's really that too. Maybe that's why I don't like it, because I never get called it. But no, I never could get comfortable with people saying, well, that person's the expert in this field. No, because you're constantly learning. I love the fact now that they use subject matter expert.
Yes.
I'm hearing that more often in the lexicon. Yes. I prefer that more, because to me, what subject matter expert means is I'm constantly learning. Yeah, yeah. I might be the subject matter expert at this point because mm-hmm. I might know more than the average person, but that doesn't mean I know everything. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to learn something new.
I prefer guru.
I don't like guru either.
I prefer kingmaker. I am the kingmaker, and yep, I would like to be referred to that.
Beautiful.
It's on my business card as we speak.
I know. I saw that, the new printing of your business cards. Hey, but you know what? Never underestimate a cubic.
No, please don't.
No, that's on my business
card. So what happens if you wear that hat backwards? Then what happens?
People behind me see the same thing.
But the people in front of you may underestimate you. That's the problem.
They could be right. Well, they might be underestimating me from behind right now.
Maybe you should do like a Sherlock Holmes front and back, because you don't want people underestimating you and then thinking they can give you a longhorn with the undie thing.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
What did you call those when you never wedgie. Had one? So
a wedgie.
Wedgie. Yeah. My brother called them longhorn for some reason, and
that's he wanted to be a Texan. Nothing got longer. All his life.
Nothing except the underwear. I guess it was very dangerous.
Hook 'em horns, right?
Very dangerous. Hey, I was going to mention 45 minutes ago. I was going to mention
46, 47.
That I ran across. And I don't know, on YouTube or whatever. It was pretty funny. They are called Nerd Halen, as in Van Halen, except Nerd Halen. And, you know, just to look at them, it's funny because they've got the taped glasses and the, you know, the bad, I don't fake braces or whatever, but they're dressed like nerds. There's a revenge of the nerds like that. And I'm listening to them. They play Van Halen tunes and other covers. Holy crap, they're good.
Are they?
Oh man, there's a lead guitar guy that's shredding like Eddie Van Halen, and I'm really impressed. I you know, I'm thinking at first, okay, it's a funny thing, and damn, they're really good. They're playing Vegas this week, and I haven't followed them heavily or anything, but I do on Instagram, and I just see Nerd Halen, and it makes me laugh. But the first time I heard them on YouTube, man. Dude shreds the lead guitar, and good singers, and it's pretty funny. So do check it out if you get a chance.
I will.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny.
And on that note, I wish we had some of their music to play out, but we have
to pay some sort of a penalty.
It's always about money. Everything is about money.
Hey, you know what? We could fix that if Zuckerberg's probably listening. He needs to become a patron, I think.
Yeah, but
I think the least he could do is throw down a couple million just to,
I think,
you know,
so
make
well
sure
I mean
we can pay rent next month.
He could definitely find us on Facebook, but where else could Mr. Zuckerberg find us
pottymiles.com, of course, but also Spotify. That's where I've been sending people lately. My buddy David, who we visited last week, David and his wife Brenda were awesome, and we had a great time. And he said I've never heard of your podcast. I said, well, it's understandable, we've only done, you know, several hundred of them.
Yeah.
So no wonder you haven't.
It's
found it.
It's only been around for 4 years.
I said, go look on Spotify, because that's the place to find. That's where I listen.
Because
I never know what we're going to say when we're saying it.
I don't either. I don't remember what we say either. So sometimes I have to go back and listen to it when someone comments. Like Bill, he'll say make a comment. I'm like, I don't remember saying that.
That's
not really ever true, Bill. Sorry.
But you kind of have to do a quick in the moment thing. Oh, Bill.
Exactly.
Know, even though I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But then you think automatically when Bill says something, I'm just kidding. Bill, I always know what he's talking about.
You know, the only time I remember our episodes is when I'm drunk.
That is counterintuitive, sir.
I know. But I for one, am counterintuitive.
I would agree. Never underestimate the counterintuitivity of a cubic.
That's right. On that note, John, I wish you a fair weekend, fair winds, whatever. I don't know. I was trying to be funny.
I hope you have a mediocre week.
Yeah, exactly. Bye, everybody.
See ya.